knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
Bill, he's Dean.
Yeah, that is not even up for debate. You can't even argue that. He is Dean. He's Dean Richards. He's here right now to talk about show business and movies.
So is it wrong then that when I go to visit my mother that she's asking if she could see some legal ID?
No.
State ID just to prove that I'm me?
No, that's not weird
not right.
at all.
That's not right.
No.
How could a mother not know her son?
Right? Before we talk, I'm going to need to see a legal ID and a major credit card.
She wants to see a major credit card?
Why does she need a major credit card? That seems
excessive. Because she thought you were Billy Joel, and his limit's higher.
It's true. That is extremely true.
You and Billy Joel should have pulled the ultimate April Fool's Day prank and switched moms. Like, just gone, you could have gone to Billy Joel's house, he could have gone to your house.
I like that.
That would have been excellent.
I like that. Billy Joel, for some reason now, is leading Tom Skilling in the people who mistake me for competition when I'm running errands and things.
So sometimes when you're around town, people will stop you and they'll go, "Hey, Tom, how about this weather? Isn't it crazy?"
For a while, we'll go through a period where everyone thinks I'm Tom Skilling. I'll be walking down the street and a car will be driving by and they roll the window down. "Mr. Weatherman!" It's like, I'm not. I just wave. It's like, "Yeah, hey guys."
Does everybody do a Tom Skilling?
Of course.
Yes, you're supposed to.
It's required by. You're going to lose your broadcasting license if you don't develop one.
I got to work
on one. Everyone does a Tom
Skilling. So, Wendy, as you know, Dean, from time to time, if she's not wearing makeup, will be confused with James Spader.
Yeah, without mascara, I really do.
Really?
Yeah, especially when he was on The Office. I was watching with the whole family, and I said, "Oh, my God, that looks like me without makeup." And I had no makeup on, and both the boys and Jim leaned forward and looked at me, looked at the TV, and then leaned back without saying a word, which I know it's true.
Wow.
I know. It's not a good thing.
And you know who I get, right, Dean? Yeah, I'm sure you've heard this before. People stop me. They think I'm Avril Lavigne.
I've heard that.
Why is that?
No. I have heard that and Bjorn about you.
Right.
It may have been the swan dress that you once wore.
Bjork, not Bjorn.
Bjork Borg.
Yeah, whatever.
When she married Bjorn Borg.
The joke almost worked.
That still worked. It still worked.
For you young comedians out there, it's the details in comedy.
It's all the details.
No, it isn't.
You got to get the details right.
Dean, am I getting this right? In the future, any conflict that happens on the planet, all that we need to do to resolve it is to have Kendall Jenner give somebody a Pepsi and everything's okay. Is that possible?
Yes. Apparently, that's true. Even though it's caused a great deal of controversy, Pepsi put out this commercial in which there was a protest going on. Cops are on one side, and the protesters are, raising their arms and yelling on the other side.
Although it looked pretty peaceful for a protest,
I have to say. I mean, it was a sort of a standoff and everything. But, thank goodness while this protest was going on, that Kendall Jenner just happened to be doing a modeling gig.
Yes.
Just very, very close by. She stops the modeling gig because that's how much she cares about problems in society.
Yep.
Stops, goes to the craft services table, picks up, of the many beverages which I'm sure were available there, picks up a strategically placed Pepsi-Cola, takes it over, hands it to a policeman, who gets this look of relief on his face, like everything's going to be...
You've saved the day.
You've saved not only the day, but the world, really. She goes in back and joins the protesters, but now everybody loves everybody else. Everybody is...
That's how it works.
In harmony.
Pepsi does that to people.
It's really stupid.
It's awful.
But why was it pulled? I'm sorry. I really don't understand that.
I think it was pulled. This is my guess on this, is that a lot of people who go to protests, because they or loved ones have been the victims of violence, who have been killed, who have been had injustice waged against them, take the protest seriously.
This trivializes it.
And they felt that a commercial like this, where a can of soda pop can be the resolution to serious, social problems, completely trivialize that. And I think that's why people were protesting. Around the world, people were protesting it. And that's why Pepsi even agreed that they just didn't think it through. They meant it as an act of unity and harmony.
Yeah.
Their quote was, we just didn't think this through and we blew this.
Dean, can I read a quote from Bernice King? Bernice is the daughter of Martin Luther King, who said yesterday, "If only Daddy would have known about the power of Pepsi."
That's really funny.
Right. Yeah, she was being both funny, but she was also saying,
"There's some truth
behind
it. How
ridiculous. This isn't going to solve anything." And there's a moment in the commercial, actually it happens twice, and it's a long commercial. It's 2 minutes and 40 seconds, where they show Kendall Jenner in her modeling session, and the protest is going by, and she has this goofy look on her face like, something important is happening. Better jump in.
Right.
It's so ridiculous.
I feel bad for her, though. This is Pepsi's fault. Pepsi was the one that came up with the concept. She just was hired to do it.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that she probably read the script before they actually filmed it.
Right.
Can she read? No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. Oh. Boy, she's pretty, though.
I need a Pepsi right now to bring my anxiety down after that. Pepsi's taking all the blame, and they're saying, you know, they apologize to Kendall Jenner, and believe me, that never happens very often.
Right.
So it's very unfortunate. The whole thing is just so weird.
Yes.
It's just.
Yes. And speaking of weird.
I miss the days when I wanted a can of Pepsi. I depended on pop stars setting his hair on fire.
Right. That was so much better.
To convince me to drink your soft drink.
Wow.
It's too soon for Wendy, Dean.
Yeah,
too
soon.
You're a big Michael Jackson fan,
Dean,
sorry.
Dean, can we also talk about the popularity of Shia LaBeouf in the UK? Because this is unparalleled.
This is very interesting.
Yeah.
He's got a brand new movie. Well, it's not a brand new movie at all, actually. It opened here in the U.S. Just before Christmas time. I reviewed it. It's not a terrible movie. Man Down.
And I love him. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I love him.
Yeah. I think he's a very compelling actor. That, you know, sometimes what he does is like so weird and so out there. But I still sort of admire when he does weird things like, you know, he puts a camera on himself and sits in a theater and watches his movies for 24 hours.
Right.
There's something that's oddly compelling about that to me.
Didn't he also have a camera of himself riding up and down in an elevator for a day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
See, no one else is doing that. He's original.
He does those kinds of things. Didn't he do an art exhibit where he sat in the window of a store with a paper bag on his head?
Yes. Yes, he did.
For a little while. So, you know, he does. He marches to the beat of his own drummer. But this movie, Man Down, it's a war movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually one of his more conventional movies that he's done in a long time. Didn't make a lot of money in the U.S. The entire time that it ran here in America, it made only $500,000, which is nothing.
It's a failure.
That is a complete, utter failure.
Yeah.
It opened last weekend in the U.K., and the weekend box office totals it were exactly £7, which is the price of one ticket.
What?
He sold one ticket all weekend.
All weekend. Now, yeah. Since then, wait a minute. Get off his back,
I know.
Bill.
Get I
off.
Know.
Because it's not just this one person. It's Thursday now.
Yeah.
And we double-checked, and the new box office totals are £21. So two more people went to see the movie. That's a total of three people in the UK.
Right.
That went to see the movie.
That's right.
So I don't know.
He's going to be sitting with the bag over his head again.
I feel badly for him. I feel badly also for these three people because I don't know. At first when I heard that over the weekend only one person saw it, that made me kind of sad. Like somebody went to the movies by themselves.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And so that's sad.
Their spouse didn't want to see it. Right. I'm not going.
Yeah.
But Dean, look at the positive. You know how a lot of people go, I don't like to go to the movies. It's so crowded. There's people talking and texting. And
right.
I don't like that. Not with Man Down.
No. Complete quiet.
Yep.
Utter silence.
Yep.
In theater, when you go to see that, I wish I could go to movies like that where nobody was in the whole theater except me.
It would be kind of cool.
It's great.
Okay? I'd move around from seat to seat at various times, I'd talk out loud.
I haven't done the talking out loud, but I have done that where there are critic screenings, and there's only like sometimes it's only me,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes it's two or three people, and I do move around sometimes just to see. Man, I'm gonna go try that seat over there.
Yeah. So is this, is he in danger of not being able to star in movies? Like, do producers go, you know, we made a movie with him once and only three people in all of England saw it. He doesn't sell a lot of tickets. Is that, does that hurt his reputation as an actor?
I think more, I think it's more his reputation being a little bit unpredictable than this thing in the UK. I don't think anyone's taking it too terribly seriously.
All right.
In the UK, although I'm just trying to find this story. There was a story that just came over about a half an hour ago where he had an outburst.
He did?
Again?
He's had these before.
He has had these outbursts before.
Was he at a Walgreens again?
I can't find. Oh, remember that?
That was an ugly story.
See, I miss those days too. Besides, if someone's hair isn't catching on fire, I miss the days when you can go to a Walgreens and see, an actor going crazy,
have a little tantrum,
laying on the floor and having a little temper tantrum attack. Those were the days.
Right.
If you ask me, those were the golden days of Hollywood.
Was it Shia LaBeouf booted from bowling alley after loud arguments?
Yes. He had an outburst at a bowling alley.
Oh no. See what rented shoes do to people, Dean?
They make you crazy.
Dean Richards is here. We'll tell you what movies are coming out this weekend in just a little bit. Stick around. It's Bill F. and it's Wendy Snyder, along with Dean Richards on WGN. It's Bill F. and it's Wendy Snyder, and Dean Richards is here. We're talking about show business, and we're talking about movies. And Wendy, you found the altercation with Shia LaBeouf, why he got into some trouble, huh?
Yes, Dean, this is, although Dean, I suppose you looked it up too. You can give the report if you'd like.
I did.
Oh, boy.
I was distracted by something else because I've learned that Bill Left's house is going to be on our WGN morning news. Is it next week?
A week from today, I'll be featured on the WGN TV morning news my house.
We're going to Bill Left's house on the WGN TV morning news next week.
For the toy room?
No, my collection of Peter Lawford etchings.
I don't know when to believe you.
I like to draw pictures of Peter Lawford, and they're coming over to take a look at my collection.
I was told this was going to be an in-depth look at your dresser drawers.
Yes.
Oh,
God. See where I hide my keys.
I thought you want people to tune in.
They're coming out to see the toy collection.
World's largest collection of baseball caps.
Yep.
All right,
over there.
Let's let Tom. So when is this happening, by the way, again?
A week from today, a week from this morning on the WGN TV morning news.
Yep.
They're coming out.
They'll be there early.
Yep. 6:15.
Sadly, it will not be Annabelle Laval, which would be
who's it going to be? Hoover?
The greatest. I believe it's Jeff Hoover and Mike Toomey.
Yeah, they're both coming.
Yeah
it's going to be
fun. They're not going to put you on TV. They just wanted to come look at your
Seriously?
Stuff.
Seriously? Oh, I thought they were.
All right, Tom is on the line. You know why Shia LaBeouf had an outburst? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's you know, when you guys are talking about Shia LaBeouf, the entertainers of our lifetime that come to mind for me, Bob Denver, Siegfried and Roy, Shia LaBeouf.
So that's right. Sing it.
And I'm pretty sure this is not fake news. I read that he lost his mind because there was supposed to be a Groupon special where you got popcorn and soda with every ticket purchase. That somehow fell through, and only three people were willing to stay without the refreshments.
Well, now it all makes sense, doesn't
it? Does.
It? Thank you, Tom.
I don't remember reading anything about it.
It's possible, though, Dean.
It's possible.
Thank you, Tom. Actually, he was tossed out of a Pins bowling alley in Studio City on Wednesday. He got into an altercation with another bowler as they were dragging him out. He's being ushered out, and he's calling another bowler an effing racist.
Oh, no, right. Shia.
After being refused French fries that he ordered.
that's terrible.
That's allegedly really part of the story.
And then he left the establishment to return shortly after because he realized he was still wearing the bowling shoes. So, Bill, you're right. It did involve the bowling shoes.
It always does. What about this movie Going in Style, Dean? What is it? What do we need to know?
It's a movie that you've seen about 15 times before. Mm. Actually, it's a literal remake of Art Carney, George Burns.
I was going to ask you that.
Lee Strasberg.
And
Lee Strasberg from, I want to say, like 1979. Old guys pull off a bank heist. In the original movie, they just did it for fun. In this movie, Zach Braff, remember from Scrubs?
Yeah.
He actually directs this movie. They try to make it a little more topical. And these three senior citizens have lost their pensions. because of, you know, shenanigans in the financial world. These guys lose everything and decide to get even and go on a rampage of bank robberies. It's an okay movie. It's to me, it's the biggest waste of amazing talent I've ever seen in a movie. Michael Caine, Morgan Freeman, Alan Arkin. There are lots of interesting little side performances in this movie. Oh and Anne Margaret is
really
Anne Margaret's in this movie as sort of the girl interest, the you know, sexagenarian sex kitten, sort of in the movie. It's okay. It's really just the dialogue is nothing special. The everything that happens is nothing special. There have been so many of these movies, if not senior citizen heist type movies, senior citizens, you know, being naughty, doing whatever it is, you know, doing anything goes kind of senior citizens movies. We've seen these so many times before, and this one really doesn't offer us anything extraordinary or different or special or thoughtful, really. So I was disappointed in this. Dean's List C minus on this one.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's bad with the star-studded cast it has.
Yeah, right. And it always makes me wonder, like, how do actors like this get involved with movies like this? And I had an actress tell me once, "Hey, we all have mortgages to pay."
That's true. Right.
And I think that you know, kind of sums it up.
Mortgage Freeman,
the big movie that really is getting all of the Oscar buzz this week, is Smurfs: The Lost Village.
Yes, it is.
This yep. one could be the next La La Land.
Oh, boy.
I have not seen this yet. I honestly probably will. You know, my schedule is just so busy. As much as I would like to get to see that Smurfs movie, to give three-year-old kids, you know, my take on the arc of the story, whether or not it has, you know, the kind of momentum you expect from a Smurfs movie.
But if anyone could make this, Quentin Tarantino is the guy, don't you think, Dean? This is going to be great.
A little bit of a different take. When he says Lost Village, it's because all the Smurfs get murdered, apparently.
Yes.
It's a whole different take.
I'm fine with that. I'm not a Smurf lover.
This is a parental time. I mean, I haven't seen the movie, so I guess maybe it's fantastic. If it's like the last five Smurf movies that I did see and did review, I'm going to say this is pretty much a parental time killer. It's just, you know, take your kids. You don't really care what you're sending them to go see. It's just a couple of hours that you don't have to pay attention to them.
All right.
Is what it sounds like.
You talked us out of it.
Rated PG, I'll tell you that much.
Pretty great.
Smurfs, here's the description. Smurfs set Smurfette and her best friends, brainy, clumsy, and hefty, on an exciting and thrilling race through the Forbidden Forest.
I'm out.
I'm in. You talked Wendy out of it. You talked me into it with one sentence.
I was
out.
I didn't know that Clumsy was co-starring in it.
She's always so good.
Well, I never miss a movie that Clumsy's in.
Oh, I love it. Dean, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. You too.
All right,
too.
That's Dean Richards. Stick around. We'll find out what Steve has next.